This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV in about an hour, a little less than an hour, 55 minutes or so. We'll be on Newsmax TV. How do you find us, by the way, on Newsmax TV? Well, first of all, you can find us on DirecTV, channel 349, right near Fox News. You can find us on Dish, channel 216. I don't have Dish, so I don't know if it's near Fox News, but I'm assuming it is. You can find us on cable systems like Verizon, Fios, and AT&T UVerse, Comcast Xfinity, Spectrum, Charter. You can find us on Roku. You can find us on YouTube if you type in Newsmax TV live. And same thing with NewsmaxTV.com. You can find us live at NewsmaxTV.com. My show just pops up. And the show is two times a day, by the way, on national TV, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, and then it repeats the next day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. We'll have Megan Barth, by the way, as a guest in this hour. Megan always does a great job, and we look forward to hearing what she has to say about all of the arrest of Greg Craig, indicted for alleged false statements to the ex-Obama White House counsel. The arrest of Michael Avenatti, indicted on 36 counts by a California federal grand jury, accused of ripping off mentally ill paraplegic clients. And, of course, all the others, Clapper and Brennan, that I think are all going to jail. The segment is of this 4 o'clock hour on the West Coast, 7 o'clock on the East, and not to mention the whole show, because the main title sponsor of the show is Fordham Resources, but it's all sponsored by Fordham. Fordham's a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to over $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded by traded on two global stock exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, and you can visit their website to find out more. Please do. FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. The biggest news in America, of course, is all the indictments against the Obama attorney and against Avenatti, what's coming against Peter Strzok, what's coming against Comey and McCabe and the FBI. And really the biggest story, other than that, because that's just today's story, is the mainstream media is even admitting that there's a crisis at the border. I mean, everybody is admitting now there's a horrible crisis at the border. Months after dismissing and mocking President Trump's claim of a national emergency at the southern border, the mainstream media are grappling with reality, with even the New York Times declaring the border crisis at a breaking point. The entire world wants to come in. Don't you get that? Because we offer welfare and food stamps and free school and free medical and free meals at school Monday through Friday for breakfast and lunch and free meals on the weekends they take home in a basket. The whole thing's an absolute absurd joke. Our nation is going to sink. We're going to be bankrupt. How stupid are all of you that you allow this to happen? You can't let everybody in a welfare state because they all want welfare. And it's no surprise. I'm the guy who pointed out in Fox News back in 2012-13 that Obama was spending American taxpayer money to advertise on the radio in Mexico that you get food stamps in America even if you're an illegal alien. Please tell your relatives who are illegally in America they qualify for food stamps. That's how horrible of a human being Obama was. President Trump described illegal border crossings as an urgent national crisis. The Washington Post editorial board said there is no crisis at the border, called Trump's national emergency declaration untethered from truth and reality to make-believe emergency. Mr. Trump's technique is to spin fiction as facts, securing the knowledge that minds will reel as fact-checkers labor to deconstruct his zoggerut of falsehoods. Never heard that term in my life. So let's stick to one big basic truth. There is no crisis at the southern border. Wow. Washington Post editorial board. CNN's Anderson Cooper echoed many of the left-wing voices on social media and applied the fact the president went to spend his weekend away from the White House after declaring the emergency was evidence there was no urgent problem at the border. Fast forward, the same media outlets are now scrambling to accurately portray the border crisis, no longer fearing to quote top officials and their data and declare that the southern border is at a breaking point because of all the illegal immigrant crossings. This is all about the asylum problem. You got to stop it, President Trump. Declare executive action and end asylum requests. You can't walk across the border one toe and say, asylum, and that's it, you're in America. This is crazy. Who came up with a stupid law like that? Some communist, obviously, from the Democratic Party. So the New York Times even said yesterday, the U.S. immigration system may have reached a breaking point. It was never like this before. This is what they're saying. The migrants come now in the middle of the night or in the bright light of day. Men and women arrive by the hundreds, caked with dirt, with teens and toddlers in tow. The story claims a breaking point has been reached in the American immigration system, which is no longer able to cope with the unseen levels of illegal immigration. The country is now unable to provide, this is the New York Times, either the necessary humanitarian relief for the desperate migrants or even basic controls on the number and nature of who is entering the United States. Obama's border chief warns Congress, immigration crisis at a magnitude never seen in modern times. What did I tell all of you? Cloward pivot. Overwhelm the system. Crazy. Yet the report still accused Trump and the New York Times of using the data to justify the implementation of strict immigration controls, including building the border wall. Wow. It's just the most incredible thing I've ever seen. They're all in denial. Now they're not in denial, but they still tell you you have no right to build a wall. The official noted the Border Patrol's apprehended more families illegally crossing the border in the first 5 months of this year than all of last year. Trump floated the possibility of sending additional military troops to the border as the Border Patrol is lacking resources to combat the surge. I'm going to have to call up more military, Trump said on Wednesday in Texas. Well, you're damn straight you are. You ought to be. Why not? But you've got to use executive action to end asylum. And this news I told you about in the first hour, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez suggests the IRS should do your taxes for you. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says most Americans shouldn't be preparing their own taxes. In a speech on the House floor, the freshman lawmaker referenced a Vox article which deemed it a huge scandal that lawmakers had not yet required the IRS to automatically prepare taxes for most Americans. Long term, we should be looking at a solution where everyday people do not have to spend hours every year preparing tax returns, when the majority of Americans have relatively simple and straightforward returns. She wants the Taxpayers First Act with a provision that would prevent contains a provision which would prevent the IRS from creating free tax preparation software to compete with private sector offerings from companies like TurboTax. This particular provision was first pointed out by ProPublica, which notes a free program provided by the IRS could cut into the profits of private tax software businesses. According to the publication, Intuit and H&R Block spent $6.6 million on lobbying related to IRS filing. And they also contributed $16,000 to House Ways and Means Committee Chair Richard Neal, Democrat, Massachusetts. So all this comes down to is she wants the IRS to prepare your taxes, and she doesn't want H&R Block and Intuit and companies like that, TurboTax, to make any money. Who would want the IRS to prepare your taxes? What idiot would want the IRS to touch your taxes before you've touched them? And speaking of idiots, here's Bernie Sanders' new tax bill. List of tax hikes. His new Medicare for All plan. His list of new tax hikes. This is to show you what communists are dealing with. So on the same day, jobless claims are the lowest in 50 years, the lowest since October of 1969. These people want to go back to the future, as the old movie saying goes. They want to go back to the days of Obama and destroy our economy with taxes and regulations, so no one gets to keep their own money. He has released a set of tax hike options that would be paired with his Medicare for All proposal. They would hit American families at every income level and businesses large and small. The proposed increase of taxes is $16.2 trillion. And this would pay for only half the cost of single-payer health care, which costs between $32 and $36 trillion. Here's a list of the tax hikes. A new 4% employee payroll tax. So this is in addition to all your payroll taxes now for Social Security. You get another 4% payroll tax. Wow. According to Sanders' own estimates, this would increase taxes on American families and individuals by $3.9 trillion. And a new 7% employer payroll tax. That means I, Wayne Root, as an independent contractor in everything I do, I would pay the two of them combined. I'd have 11% new tax on all my money. Insanity. This is $3.5 trillion over 10 years. He'd eliminate health tax expenditures. He would ban employer-provided insurance and repeal the deduction for health care, increasing taxes on business by another $3 trillion. He would repeal health savings accounts, which 25 million American families use, which mainly benefit the middle class. Wow. This will increase taxes in families by $4.2 trillion. He'd slap a 70% tax bracket for ordinary income and capital gains income, which would give America the highest income tax rate in the world. And a 77% death tax rate. The money you've saved that you've already paid taxes on, whatever you've saved, they'd slam you with 77% taxes. Then he'd hit you with a wealth tax. 1% kicking in above 21 million assets. This would increase taxes by $1.3 trillion. And a bank tax on financial institutions totally $800 billion. And he'd broaden the self-employment tax. He'd require business owners to report more of their business income and salary, increasing the amount of self-employment tax. That would increase taxes by $247 billion. It's all aimed at me, Wayne Root. It's all aimed at anybody who owns a business, anybody who makes money, anyone who creates jobs. He would destroy the American economy. We would become Venezuela. Crazy, damaging morons and terrorists.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package and 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 1,000 patients worldwide, our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I'm here. All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Almost came back late to my own show. Rushing around trying to change for my TV show coming up next. Some of the topics we'll be talking about in the TV show, Boston Globe, edits an op-ed that suggests that waiters and waitresses should tamper with the food of Trump officials, should spit in their food, should pee in their food. Folks, it's just over the top. I've never in my life suggested, as much as I despise communists like Bernie Sanders, Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Jew haters, Rashida Tlaib, I still wouldn't spit in their food if I was waiting on them at a restaurant. I still wouldn't pee in their food. I still wouldn't throw objects at them. I still wouldn't hurt them. But liberals are nasty people, and they've lost their minds. They're mentally unbalanced and mentally ill because they just can't believe that Trump won the election. And they're starting to come to terms with the fact he's going to win again. They're going to have 6 more years of Donald Trump. And they just don't know what to do or say because socialism fails again and again and again. Look at Cuba. I don't need to even mention Venezuela because Cuba's socialist and it's going the same way as Venezuela. Cuban dictator Raul Castro issued a warning to his country, already facing significant food and goods shortages on Wednesday, that was yesterday, to prepare for the worst case scenario of the economy in light of a campaign by the Trump administration to undermine the communist regime. It's our fault. He's going to blame us because there's no food in the supermarkets. He's going to blame us because you're all sitting around with donkey carts to get a block away that takes 3 hours. Police use violence in Cuba to block Cubans from publicly expressing support for voting against the Constitution. And they actively prevented dissidents from using the opportunity to rally opposition to the communist regime. Raul Castro maintains the titles of Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces and head of the Communist Party of Cuba. Before the turbulent scenario before us, we have defined as undeniable priorities in preparation of country's defense of the national economy, Castro said. What the hell does that mean? Another moron that speaks in weird terms that no one can even understand. He vowed the government would adopt a series of measures to direct the development of our economy and resist and defeat the new obstacles that the exasperated economy and financial siege imposes on us. Basically what he's saying is, communism sucks and socialism sucks and we've screwed all of you and your lives are ruined. So let's blame it on America. What the hell America got to do with it? I have no idea. But let's blame it on the United States of America. Because people have nothing to eat, just like Venezuela. And the reason it doesn't work is you can't make me work all day and steal my money and give it to that lazy bum on the street. Because what I'm going to do is stop working. I'm not going to work for you when the tax rate is 90%. I have no interest. I'd rather sit on the beach all day. I'll move to Key West and I'll just sit out on the beach all day and laugh at the IRS and the United States government. But I'll never give them what you want, liberals. That's why communism doesn't work. And Rashida Tlaib defended Ilhan Omar's 9/11 comments. She says this is racism. They do this all the time to us, Rashida Tlaib says. Especially women of color. They do that. They take our words out of context because they're afraid. Because we speak truth. We speak truth to power. Yeah, you speak truth saying on 9/11 something happened to somebody? My sister, Ilhan Omar, she said what she was talking about was uplifting people by supporting their civil liberties and civil rights. She sees what terrorism could do. She sees what violence could do to a whole country, to a whole people. That's funny. America's first two Muslim congresswomen, and their time in office has been embroiled in allegations of anti-Semitism. And how about anti-Americanism? Tlaib invited a pro-Hezbollah anti-Israeli activist to her swearing-in ceremony in January. And then she stood up in front of the people and said, that mother effer Donald Trump, can you imagine these people? We'll get to more of it in a minute. Let me mention my doctor suggests. The only reason I have a voice, when you hear me just with this intensity and this passion, this energy, and this desperate level go through a three-hour show, it's just not possible you could do this day after day and give speeches all over Las Vegas. And I do it because of my doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Call 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use the promo code USA Radio and save 20% off. Toll free 866-660-9868 or mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says he absolutely agrees with Attorney General Bill Barr that the government spied on his campaign in 2016.
And I'll go a step further. In my opinion, it was illegal spying, unprecedented spying, and something that should never be allowed to happen in our country again.
U.S. lawmakers are looking at President Trump's plan to create a U.S. Space Force. In a Senate hearing on Thursday, U.S. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson explains that the U.S. is the best in the world in space, and other countries know it.
And they are seeking to develop the capability to deny us the use of space in crisis or in war.
Ohio joins the growing list of states attempting to make abortion illegal after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Republican Governor Mike DeWine signed the bill into law and says he's following through on a campaign promise.
Government's role should be to protect life from the beginning to the end, to protect those who cannot protect themselves.
You're listening to USA.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over the stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, coming up in about 25 minutes. It's Newsmax TV time. We've got our guest Megan Barth here. First, I want to mention our sponsor of this show. It's Tangible Investments, Golden Credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. They sell discount gold, silver, and precious metals. You know you want to own it. You know you need to own it. You got to have gold. You got to have silver. You got to have precious metals as a part of your repertoire, you know, just as a part of your investments. Even if just to diversify, even if it's just 5% of what you own, you've got to have money in gold and silver. Because we live in a world filled with crisis, chaos, debt, collapse, recession, wars, terrorism. And much of it is spiraling out of control. Ask any of the liberals. Even they'll tell you the entire world is in recession as we speak right now. Every single economist agrees the world is in recession. The only country not is the United States. If it comes here, we got a real problem. Even if it doesn't come here, the world has a real problem. And so you need gold and silver as wealth insurance. Buy it from a company with credibility, integrity, but buy it at a discount. Tangible wants to prove to you, after you deal with Tangible Investments, you will never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. You don't have to buy a thing. If you qualify, you just get a $199 gold coin gift free. Find out if you're a qualified client. Call them now. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions that could show you how to protect your assets. 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. We've got our guest, Megan Barth, here. Her website is ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Megan, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good. So, obviously, I'm cheered by all the good news, all the good things happening. Trump was at 53% at Rasmussen yesterday, 7 points higher than Obama, despite all the negative media and all the wonderful media help that Obama had. He still can't keep up with Trump. I'm thrilled that we have the lowest new jobs claims, jobless claims, since 1969, October 4th, 1969. I'm thrilled the Democratic Party is self-destructing with all their stupid comments by Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Ocasio-Cortez. I'm thrilled that Obama's former attorney, White House attorney has been indicted. Lots of good things happening. I'm in a good mood. What about you?
Yeah, absolutely. And let's not forget Michael Avenatti, CNN's favorite. They couldn't plaster his face on TV or put a mic in front of his face enough last year. There were even his presidential aspirations, and we had people wearing T-shirts, Avenatti 2020. And yet Avenatti is indicted on 36 separate counts by a federal grand jury out of California, and he's even accused of ripping off a paraplegic for $4 million. This is who the Democrats and Joy Behar we're rallying around, Chris Cuomo of CNN, we're giving airtime to, and he turns out to be, as just what we expected, an absolute dirtbag. And so he's actually a perfect candidate for the Democrats in 2020.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about what he's accused of, 36 counts of basically a fraud. What was the main charges with Avenatti?
Well, let me read them down here. It says the indictment comes more than 2 weeks after federal prosecutors in both Los Angeles and New York. So we've got two separate criminal complaints. In the New York federal case, Avenatti is accused of trying to extort more than $20 million from Nike by threatening to expose bribery of amateur basketball players. And then if we go down into the California indictment, they accuse him of ripping off clients, including a mentally ill paraplegic, for $4 million. Shorting the IRS of millions more, swiping millions of dollars in employment taxes from his coffee company, and perjury. So when you add all of these charges, and also identity theft is a separate charge they added to this indictment, you're looking at a total of 335 years behind bars.
I mean, how the things have turned, right? I mean, it's really, the worm has turned, as they say. It's really quite amazing, all the things in the news today. Tell us about Greg Craig, ex-Obama White House counsel, indicted for false statements. I think he was indicted for the same thing, basically, as Trump's former campaign manager, you know, for managing foreign campaigns and not reporting it to the government. Isn't that the exact same thing?
Yeah, making false and misleading statements to investigators, including Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team, in connection with his work on behalf of Russian-backed former president of Ukraine, Viktor Yanukovych. Craig is the first prominent Democrat to be indicted. He's a Washington-based lawyer. He is also charged allegedly falsifying and concealing material facts, not only making false statements to both Mueller, but also to the DOJ National Security Division's FARA unit. That's the Division of Foreign Agents Registration Act. As far as foreign lobbying is concerned, yes, very similar to Manafort. But the difference here is that he wasn't dragged out in the middle of the night. He has not been bankrupted. He has not been put in solitary confinement. Not yet. But we can see the difference as far as the arrest goes. If you're a Republican around the Trump campaign, your life will be absolutely destroyed from the get-go. This guy has been indicted. But his treatment thus far has been much different than what we witnessed, the treatment of Paul Manafort as well as Roger Stone.
Right. But I wonder whether the treatment of WikiLeaks' Julian Assange will wind up being a lot like that, because he was dragged out of the Ecuadorian embassy today. Mm-hmm. It did look a lot like the way they treated Manafort and Michael Cohen. It was kind of an early morning raid, and they dragged him physically out of there, and boy, did he look disheveled. By the way, I was shocked to see that Assange is 47 years old, because I'm 57, and I look about 10 years younger than him. He looked like he aged 100 years in his time in the Ecuadorian embassy. It was really quite sad to see.
Well, he was basically cut off from the world, he wasn't really outside, he was in basically a solitary confinement position within the Ecuador embassy, and I'm really kind of torn. I really don't understand. His charges have nothing to do with leaking confidential information. His charges actually do in that they pose about a 5-year federal prison sentence. So not much, but enough. But it basically is helping or encouraging Chelsea Manning to get the password or break into the Pentagon systems, in order for him to publish, classified information. I thought President Trump's response to his arrest was very interesting, saying basically that he doesn't know much about WikiLeaks, that's not his thing. Well, President Trump was actually praising WikiLeaks on the campaign trail, so now perhaps maybe that he's closer to the target, he's backing away.
How do you feel about Avenatti? I know I was on Kevin Walsh's show this morning, and I just had to say, live on the air, I have very mixed feelings. The law is the law, unlike liberals who think that, feel bad for an illegal, so think it's just fine every time an illegal breaks the law, and they don't want to charge him, and they want to give him a sanctuary city in a sanctuary state. I told Kevin Wall this morning that, what Assange did was wrong. It is espionage. It is giving out classified information. I think you have to indict him. I think he has to go to prison. But I would give him a very, very light sentence, because I think what he released was actually good for the American people and even good for the Trump campaign, and I feel bad for the guy, and I would give him 1 year in prison and a suspended sentence and probation. I would be very easy on him, but I would say the law is the law.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, if that's the predicate or the premise, then why is the Washington Post owner or editor walking around? Why is the New York Times owner or editor walking around? They have published a vast amount of sensitive material, and we don't see the types of same laws being applied to American quote-unquote journalists. I view Assange as a journalist, and I just really don't understand if he's, publishing this information and not necessarily hacking into the systems in order to publish the information. Yet we have Chelsea Manning walking free.
Chelsea Manning spent a lot of time in prison. Chelsea Manning spent, I believe, 3 years in solitary confinement before he was let go, or she was let go, or it was let go. So, I mean, it wasn't like they let Chelsea Manning off. He published Chelsea Manning's information. We'll see whether the U.S. government has a case or not. I have no problem with bringing him back and deciding if there's a case. Let's see what a jury decides. I'm generally sympathetic to him, and I generally like him, and I hope he doesn't serve much time. That's all I would say. But Chelsea Manning did serve time in prison.
Well, a very limited time of his overall sentence. The sentence was commuted by Obama. I think what Julian Assange should do at this point is just claim that he's an illegal alien transgender.
That's kind of funny. I like that. He wouldn't get any jail time, or he'd certainly get a lot of money. He'd get a lot of money to do his operation in prison, in any case.
And you have John Podesta actually praising this move, which also causes me concern. Asking if there's vegan dishes in prison. That was his snarky comment. That strange man that he is. And then, of course, we can't forget Tony Podesta, who's walking around free. And he likely should be indicted, much like Greg Craig was just indicted for violating the FARA Act.
By the way, just so you know, while we were talking, I just Googled Chelsea Manning. She was in prison for 7 years between 2010 and 2017 and is back in prison for her continued refusal to testify before a grand jury against Julian Assange. So it isn't like he or she or it got such a great sentence. She was in jail for 7 years. That's my only point, Megan. When someone does do things like that, even if you feel bad for them, even if you think they did the right thing and the information they let out was good for the American people, here, you still can't let people do it. I mean, I'm very consistent. You can't let illegals break the law. You can't let illegals steal, identity. Why would you let these people steal classified information? You got a sense of something, but it could be like a year and then probation, and that's it. You know, something light, because I do like Assange, but he did do some things that I think, we can't let others do. You can't let everybody give out classified information because they think you need to hear it. Otherwise, we don't have the country anymore, you know? It's a very tough question. It's one of the few I don't have a strong opinion on, to be honest with you. Very tough.
No, absolutely. I'm torn on the whole Assange thing, and like I said, you know, the New York Times and the Washington Post, I think it poses a more dangerous threat in some of the things that they've published.
Yeah, well, their opinions are dangerous. Every liberal in America, it's treason to believe in open borders. I agree with President Trump. Democrats
absolutely.
Are in bed with the Mexican drug cartels, as sure as I'm standing here. When we get back, more with Megan Barth, her website, ReaganBabe.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com. We'll be right back. War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen of Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War Now! Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Speak with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wow, there are two Americas. There's no question about it. I'll tell you what I mean in just one second. First, let me mention Synagenics because there are two Wayne Roots. How's that for a segue? There was the old Wayne Root that was getting old, and there's the new Wayne Root that's getting younger by the day because of Synagenics. Synagenics is the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, or defying aging, or anti-aging, a proven scientific approach custom-tailored to each individual. They did a great job for me. They changed my life. I look about 10, 15 years younger. Look great on national TV. It's probably why I have the number one show on Newsmax. If you don't look good, TV doesn't work, man. Doesn't work. They reversed my prediabetes and my insulin resistance and my high cholesterol, my low testosterone, my low HGH. Great job by Synagenics for your free. No obligation consultation. The call's free. The consultation's free. What do you have to lose? What do you have to risk? Nothing. Call 888-YOUNGER. Give them a call at 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER. And then once you're on the phone, it's free as well. They'll tell you what they could do for you and what it'll cost. You got nothing to lose. Or go to Synagenics.com, 888-YOUNGER, or Synagenics.com. What I mean by the two worlds was, while we were in the break, I saw a headline at the UK Daily News that there was a funeral. I don't know if it was today or yesterday. Today, here it is, today, Thursday, in downtown Los Angeles at the Staples Center for some rapper named Nipsey Hussle. And there are like 30,000 people attending his eulogy. And, you know, it's like we live in different worlds in America. These are black Democrats and rappers. And I never heard of any of these people. I don't know any of them. These are all famous people standing up here. And it is literally a convoy of Rolls Royces for a guy I've never heard of in my entire life with nothing but A-list celebrities, all of whom are African American. Every single person in every picture is black. Every person waiting in line is black. It looks like the entire Compton showed up for the funeral. There isn't one picture with a single white person. Nobody white knows who any of these people are, and it's strange. There's two worlds going on. And Megan, you know it. Do you know Nipsey Hussle? Who the hell is Nipsey Hussle?
I knew Nipsey Russell.
Exactly. I remember Nipsey Russell. I don't know who Nipsey Hussle is.
No, I mean, supposedly he was some sort of a rapper rising to fame. He was up for a Grammy, and he was doing some good, trying to revitalize some, you know, communities that he came from. And one of his claims to fame actually comes after his death,
There was actually a truce between the Bloods and the Crips. I guess they decided to stop shooting each other every day. I don't know. And now
that was nice,
there won't be any. Yeah, yeah. So now that we have 30,000 people packed in the Staples Center, Los Angeles streets are probably the safest in the country right now.
Yeah, I just have never seen anything like this in my life. You know what this reminds me of? So it's not just black people. I'm going to criticize white people now. In the 1940s, if a mobster like Al Capone died, there'd be like a fleet of 1,000 cars with flowers from other mobsters, and there'd be, you know, throngs of people showing up for his funeral, which is weird because he's a murdering mafia gangster. Well, we've now replayed that with black America in the year 2019. It's amazing to me. This guy was a rapper, and he gets shot dead, as so many other rappers do, and the entire Los Angeles comes out for his funeral. I never heard of any of these people. There's not one person, one picture I ever heard of other than the basketball player Harden of Oklahoma City. That's the only guy I know in any of these pictures, and the other guy I know is P. Diddy. That's the only other guy I've ever seen in my entire life. Wow.
Does he still go by P. Diddy?
I don't know. It says P. Diddy in the UK Daily Mail article.
Oh, okay.
There
we go.
I don't know what he goes by. By the way, did you hear in the Boston Globe there was an article yesterday, an op-ed written, published in the Boston Globe, where the guy said he's an ex-waiter and his big negative in life, his regret in life, is that he had a big conservative commentator, like a Wayne Root, I can't remember which guy he was talking about, in his restaurant, and he didn't pee in their food. And he recommends that all waiters and waitresses defile the food of conservative commentators and politicians, and they printed it in the Boston Globe.
Well, I'm glad they did print it in the Boston Globe. I mean, that can be taken as a crime. You know, bodily fluids can be used as weapons, especially if you have any sort of infectious diseases. You know, of course, if you're in California, you can spread AIDS without any sort of felony at all. But perhaps Massachusetts has different laws. But this is the amount of hatred and the division, not that Trump has caused, but what Democrats are calling for. We just had the walk away Brandon Strzok accosted at an airport.
Really?
Yes. So yeah, it was on his Instagram as well as his Twitter. He was wearing his red MAGA cap in an airport. He was also wearing his walk away shirt. And some young girl, supposed model, started screaming at him that he was a racist. She thought he was in costume. She couldn't believe it was real. And after he started filming her, she tried to get the TSA to have him stop filming her. And this is after she went on a complete tirade. And so, yeah, it's not safe being a Trump supporter, not because of other Trump supporters or other conservatives or Republicans. It is simply because we have deranged Democrats, just like the one that nearly assassinated Steve Scalise, as well as a dozen other Republicans on a baseball field in Virginia. But, yeah, the Democrats want to have white.
Now, Bill Kristol, by the way, is not even a conservative. Bill Kristol's a Trump hater, isn't he? He's a never-Trumper. But to these people, to these liberals, nothing matters if you've ever said anything conservative in your life. They think they can spit in your food, pee in your food, and protest your right to eat in a public venue. It's incredible. It's what's happened to our country. Megan Barth, we got to run. Time for Newsmax TV. Thanks, Megan, for coming on.
Thanks, Wayne.
ReaganBabe.com. I'm Wayne Allyn. Newsmax TV up now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.